Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 241 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for October 27th is identify people who bring negative energy to your thoughts. Think about times and situations where thoughts of those people will pop into your head, and plan for ways you can let go of those thoughts rather than dwell on them. Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of rising above. As teachers and coaches, there are definitely adults we interact with on a daily basis that may bring negative energy to our thoughts. It may be colleagues or bosses or parents of our students, and it's important to be ready to let go of those thoughts and think about how we can rise above that negative energy. Because one of the pitfalls of hanging on to that negative energy concerning our interactions with adults is that it often spills over into our relationships with our students and athletes. But today I would like to focus on the negative energy that can come to our minds surrounding our students. The source of this negative energy might be our perspective on students that we consider frustrating or challenging. It might be when our students challenge the way we do things. It might be when it appears our students are undermining our authority. And as much as we love our students, it's going to happen that some negative energy is going to affect us at times. We are human, and it doesn't make us bad teachers and coaches. But here are a few things that I have learned to reflect on when that negative energy starts keeping me from being the best version of myself. Number one is to make sure that things outside of our classroom are not affecting the lens through which we see our students. Maybe there is something going on at home. Someone in our family is sick. There are financial issues. If we coach or have a second job, maybe some stress from that environment is spilling over into our classroom. Sometimes simply acknowledging that there is something bothering us is enough to shift our perspective, so we understand the students may not be the real source of our frustration. This doesn't mean we have to be robots who keep our personal and professional lives completely separate, but it means having self-awareness to see the source of that negative energy and let it go rather than dwell on it. The second thing I have learned to help me get rid of negative energy is to give our students a fresh start at the beginning of each day. It sounds simple, but it's something I haven't always done. I've carried things with me from previous incidents, and I haven't always been the best communicator. So sometimes a short 30-second conversation, or even an apology, is what we need to give our students and ourselves for a fresh start to the day. And the third thing that I have learned that helps me remember to let go of negative energy is to keep in mind the 20-year return. This means that many students will get to adulthood and say, "I wish I knew then what I know now." I don't know how many conversations I've had with students and players who I speak to as adults who talk about how their mindset and behavior when they were younger wasn't very good. And again, as simple as this sounds, it's something I have to intentionally reflect on during my interactions with students. So how about you? Can you identify people, whether adults or students who bring negative energy to your thoughts? Can you think about times and situations where thoughts of those people will pop into your head? And can you plan for ways you can let go of those thoughts rather than dwell on them? Rising above is all about taking something that on the surface appears negative, a storm in our life, adversity, conflict with adults or students, and using it to help us become a better person. And sometimes that means rising above the negative energy that affects our mindset. And if we can let go of those thoughts and make sure things outside of our classroom are not affecting how we see students, if we can give our students a fresh start each day, and if we can remember the 20-year return, then we can let go of that negative energy in our head before it gets to our heart. And we will be able to increase our impact on the young people we work with by giving them a better version of ourselves every day.